I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name is Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. You know that we start off every episode with our side eyes of the week. So do you want to go first?
I'll go first because mine isn't actually a side eye. Mine is a Clark certified.
Wow.
So you guys know I've been so stressed, but now I'm feeling really good because people are starting to get their orders. They're tagging me in videos. I'm watching people do reviews. I'm hearing people say, do you know how weird it is hearing people say Kalade? Mm. It's like, girl, that's my brand. You know what I mean? Like, God, it's just like so crazy to me. So I just feel really good this week and I couldn't think of a side eye. So I'm doing Clark certified.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a good week. What's your side eye?
My side eye, I mean, it isn't too bad. It's just kind of like a little bit weird to me, I guess.
Mm.
But ever since Kalade launched, I've had a few brands that I've worked with for a really long time saying, we don't want to work with you anymore because of Kalade.
Yeah, okay. You know, I kind of was expecting this, but I thought brands would be like a little bit more lenient because we've only got four products. It's not like we're doing other.
And we're not like a multi, we're not even a millionaire brand, you know, like we're not like the brands that pulled out, that have pulled out are like international multi-billion dollar companies.
Yeah.
So it was just like a little bit weird and I guess I just wasn't expecting it.
Mm.
But what can you do?
Yeah, we just have to work extra hard to make sure Kalade actually works.
Make sure it goes
it's
good.
More motivation, extra motivation for us.
Yeah. Okay, so for this episode, we thought we'd do something a little bit fun and different. You guys know Mom and I love our animals. We have our little baby Dream, who is our Staffy.
And we're currently surrounded by fake capybaras.
Yes, on my couch. I keep capybaras everywhere. So we thought it would be really fun. We're actually having a special guest who is an animal communicator on the podcast today. And so she can talk to animals who have passed over.
I think she can also chat to animals that are still living
and,
too.
Yeah, who are still here. So
I'm really keen to, because you guys know Dream has a sore eye. Well, it's apparently not sore. It's just uncomfortable. But I want to know if Dream wants her eye out or not.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask her.
Yeah. So we're going to ask her a few questions and yeah.
So her name is Amanda DeWarren and we've added her website link to the description of this episode. And a little behind the scenes tea, we actually recorded this episode before and we wanted to tell you guys that while we were recording, we have our producer join us and you guys will find out why. But if you hear a different voice, just know that that is our producer, Fenella. Okay, we're here with Amanda DeWarren now. Hi, Amanda.
Hello. Hi, darlings. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm really good. I promised my granddaughter I would, my granddaughter's a huge fan of yours. When I told her what I was doing, she's like, oh my God, I love those two. They just bought out skincare and I want to go and buy it. And so I do have to say hello, Hayley, to my granddaughter, Hayley. And she's just going to be so excited.
Thanks, Hayley, for listening and knowing that we're bringing out a skincare. She's a true fan.
Oh, she is a true fan. She was telling me all about it this morning when I was taking her to school. She goes, oh, my God, Nanny, I can't believe you're talking to those two. She said, I'm so excited. She's like, when I told her, she's like, say what?
Oh, Nan? That's so sweet. I love that. That's awesome. That's so good.
So I promised to say hello to Hayley on air, and she just wanted to say hello to you guys.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's adorable.
You are so welcome. Yes. Yes, I've been excited about today. I love doing, you know, whatever it is that I do, getting out there. It's not about me. It's about the animals. And, I really do love it.
I love that so much. Okay, so how did you discover this gift?
I reckon it. I've always had it. But working with Steve Irwin for 2 years,
oh, wow.
That would bring any, I worked with the crocs and the snakes, and I worked with Steve and Terry and Bob Irwin and so forth. And I think Steve had a big influence in me communicating with all of the animals that were in the reptile park, you know, including the eagles, the kangaroos, cassowaries, crocodiles, snakes, lizards, you name it. Yeah.
Capybaras? Capybaras?
Do you know? No. I did it at another zoo at capybaras, yes.
And what do capybaras think about?
This capybara was actually really sick. He was at another zoo and he was just so sick. So I did some healing on him and he became better.
Wow.
After a little while, because I do a lot of healing on animals as well. I do behavior, communication, animals passed over, animals living, animals with a lot of health issues. I have a lot of people call me because the vets can't find out what's going on with their animals. So they call me and I have no prior information, yet I can tell you what's going on with your animal and what the problem is, and then I go in and heal it. For absolutely nothing. I do not charge for any healings whatsoever.
That is incredible. And how do the animals communicate? Is it through, like, is it English or is it a feeling that you get in your body?
No, it's a sense. It's a like a telepathic, non-verbal pictures.
Right.
Like, say I'm trying to describe my house to you. I could tell you it's on 10 acres, it's at the base of, you know, Darlington, the ranges, it's this and it's that. But if I show you a picture of it, straight away you know. So right. I've developed a language that they understand from me and I understand from them, and I have so much wonderful feedback from people. But this is about the animals.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's about helping them as well, you know, when there's things going wrong with them and they're not gelling with their families or whatever circumstances are going on with the animals, I jump in and I help any animals. So it's not just, you know, dogs and cats and birds and rabbits and so forth.
Right.
It's a lot of things.
Wow. And what would be the craziest thing that you've learnt or been told by an animal?
An elephant in a zoo overseas, it wouldn't feed. It wouldn't feed. It wouldn't eat.
Right.
And I had said to them, you're feeding it at the wrong time and you're feeding it in the morning in front of everybody. It doesn't like feeding in front of everybody. So you need to feed it in the afternoon but feed it behind closed doors so that it can eat in peace.
Mm.
So they did that, and true as the elephants started eating. They started feeding it in the afternoon away from the crowds, and it immediately started eating. So, you know, there's been some pretty crazy ones coming through. Mm-hmm. All sorts of animals are all over the world. So, yeah, there was one that a lady rang me and she said, my cat's sick, but we don't know what's wrong. They've taken some tests and their swabs are going over to America. And I said, your cat's got a severe cancer in its mouth. And she said, yeah, that's right, it is. And I said, no, this is serious. I said, this is quite terminal. And within, true story, there's vets that will back me up. True story, within 11 days when they got the test back to say the cat needs to be put to sleep, the tumour had actually gone.
Oh, my gosh.
It had gone. I had worked on this cat and it had actually gone. True story, I have the evidence of that and the pictures and the x-rays and the backup of the and there was no treatment because they didn't know what they were treating. So by the time it had come back. So these are the things that I do, but the thing is that I leave the animals so much happier.
Wow. And you don't charge for the healings. Is that what you said before?
No. No. Wow. You book in to have a sick pet reading, mm-hmm. which is for 15 minutes and it's $50.
Yeah.
We book that in pretty much straight away. Any healings that I do, which are constant every day, I do not charge for.
Wow. You are an angel. That is amazing. And is there a reason why you've chosen not to charge people for that? Because people would pay so much money for that.
Yeah, I know, but it's not about the money with me. It's about the animals and, you know, people pay exorbitant amounts of money when their animals are sick to vets, you know, $17,000, $27,000, $35,000.
Mm.
That I don't believe in bringing money into the healing because I get it for free, so I need to pass it on to them for free. They've got enough expense. So you book in a 15-minute reading with me pretty much straight away. It costs you $50. That kind of covers my expenses. I talk to you. I don't have any prior information. Mm-hmm. I just, yeah. There's a little dog around you.
A what? A little
a
dog?
A little dog. It's passed over. Is that like your mum's little dog?
Do you know what colour it is?
It's a light colour. It's like a little Maltese.
Rocco?
And it's going back a long time ago.
No, he didn't. A long time ago. I'm not sure. We didn't really have little dogs.
No, this is only one and there's no others coming through but this one little dog from quite some time ago. It sort of looks like a Maltese or something like that. And it's going back some time. And there's a lady coming through with it. So I felt like grandmother, something like that. But this is going back quite a long time. There's no dogs other than that.
Oh, okay.
Not making sense?
No.
I am so sorry. No, I don't know.
Okay.
It just keeps coming through and connecting. And it might be connected to one of your stuff, but it wanted to talk to someone. It's actually passed over. So it's been gone for quite some time.
It might be our producer.
Your producer.
She's like holding her mouth going, oh, my God.
Yeah. I felt it was around you. That's her dog, is it?
It might be.
Yeah, I grew up with Maltese dogs.
Maltese.
And my grandparents had a Maltese
Your
dog
grandparents
as well.
Had them.
I just
These
got goosebumps.
Are the ones that are coming through for you, honey.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
There's a grandparent, a lady, and I've got Maltese dogs, little ones that are coming through. So did you have one of your own, did you, a little Maltese?
Yeah, Lollipop.
Oh, Lollipop. That's her. Oh. There's one coming through for you and your grandparents, your grandma. She's passed, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to
yes.
cry.
Oh, my
she
gosh.
She was lovely. Because she's showing me the Maltese and she's bringing this one Maltese through for you. That was your dog many, many years ago. So that was your baby. That was your baby a long time ago when you were a child.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my gosh.
That's her.
Wow. That is – oh, my gosh, I can't believe that. Yeah,
I'm
but
like tearing up.
On my, yeah, grandma had
– Grandma.
Yeah, Lollipop. And she was mine and then she had one of Lollipop's kids, Max, as a Maltese, yeah.
Grandma stars coming true, and she's saying, look who I've got here for you. I just thought we'd like to visit.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You had Lollipop from a baby, and I think she, what was she, about 14 when she passed?
Yeah.
She tells me she was quite old, and you had to make that decision to say goodbye to her, didn't you?
So this is for context. I grew up on a farm, so this might be a bit grim for the besties, but she was, we think she was bitten by a snake. I found her when
it
I was a
quick.
Kid. Yeah.
Ah, right. It was quick. I felt gone.
Aww. Yeah,
it was really quick, and she wanted to let you know that she didn't suffer. I just feel like impact, sudden.
Oh, that's good, because I always wondered, because I found
you
her.
You always wondered. This happens a lot during readings. I have animals come through that have been gone like 30, 40, 50 years, and people don't know. It's like, oh, my God, they went missing. So I talked to the animal, described, but she said it was a very quick passing. That's why I thought, wasn't sure whether you made this decision. She's like, gone.
Oh, well, that's good, because it was a little traumatic finding her as a kid after school.
Oh, my gosh. That's why she's coming through, because she knew, and she's talking about a passing, she knew that you needed to know what had happened. That's why Grandma brought her through. She was bitten by a snake. It was very sudden. That's why I felt the impact, toxic, sudden, passed away immediately. She did not suffer.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, thank you. Sorry, this is sorry to hijack that reading. That's so interesting.
They go on loving us, honey, and they never stop loving us. They're always a big part of our lives. It doesn't matter where we go on this planet. If they have passed over, I've done readings for people that animals have gone for 30, 40, 50 years, 60 years, and they're still around us.
Wow, that's so
I hope
sweet.
That helped you today. And Grandma says, "Hi, Lola."
Oh my God, I'm literally like crying.
I know.
She
I
was
just
beautiful.
Crying.
She oh, was beautiful, so and they've got their Maltese over there. So when animals pass over, they generally go to loved ones. I just kept seeing this little Maltese, and it's like, "I need to talk. I need to talk." And she was just ferociously, "I want to talk to my mummy." And I knew it wasn't you, girl. So I'm thinking, this is. One of your members of staff, this is why she needed to come through. And she's not sorry for hijacking. She's like, hey, I got through.
That's what little dogs do, don't they? They're a bit
They do.
Energetic.
They do. Well, there you go, girls. That's a taste of what I do.
That's incredible. And do you get to choose, like, the animals that do come through or?
No. Well, when people ring me, I know nothing. All I know is their first name. And also I do people that have passed over. That's why Grandma came through for your producer I'm seeing her with the Maltese, but this one specific in my mind's eye, I saw this one specific Maltese going, I need to talk to my mum. I need to talk to my mum. And she was quite persistent. So I let her come through. I'm like, okay, well, I'll let her come through. But generally, when I'm doing readings, for whatever reason, people want to talk to me, but mainly it's the animals now. Mm-hmm. When people want to talk to me, it's like I did a Woman's Day reading the other day for a lady, and she asked to speak to one specific animal, and three others that had passed over came through, and I got their names and so forth. Mm-hmm. She was just absolutely in tears, you know, knowing that this Bella dog and Scamp dog had come through. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Could I ask you a question about my dog?
Yeah, sure.
So
that's if she answers.
Yeah. Well, my dog, Dream, who lives with us now. She is a real foodie. She loves food. And at the end of every night, she would go into the dishwasher and lick the food that she could reach. And one day she stabbed her eye. Over the past couple of years, we've had surgery on her eye. We've had countless amount of medication. Her eye stopped producing tears. And the vet said to us that, we could just keep it hydrated, keep it clean, and she should be okay. Or the other option is to take it out.
Take the eye out. Yeah, I was thinking that. And she also limps sometimes, does she?
What's that, sorry?
She also limps. She said she's got a bit of a sore leg sometimes.
I mean, she doesn't really, no, she's not limping at the moment.
She said she gets a little bit of a sore leg. Is okay. There two dogs there?
We did have two dogs, but one passed away.
One passed away because now she's telling me that there was another dog there.
Yeah.
And that one is no longer here.
Yeah.
And those two were pretty close, weren't they?
Yeah, they were best friends.
Yes, so best friends, because she wanted to tell you, I miss my best friend.
That is
because
so sad.
These two lived together. These two lived together for quite some time, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. So she
they did. They kind of grew up together. She was. Yes. And the other one, what was the other one's name? So like Molly or Monty or something? What was it?
Caesar.
Might have been the other one that your producer's name was an M sounding. So Caesar's coming through. And you had Caesar from a puppy.
Yeah, we had both of them from a puppy.
Were they different breeds? I mean, different. I feel different breeds.
No, they were same, but.
They're so different. They're so different from each other.
They are different, yeah.
And it's Caesar that's coming through. And she tells me that she really, and Caesar's coming through to say thank you for a wonderful life.
Aww.
Did Caesar go downhill really quickly?
He was around for, I think he was 10 years
14.
Old.
Okay, because I feel up in age, but he said he went downhill quite quickly.
Yeah, he did.
And I feel like his body started to fail. Was there like, there was an illness there that I felt had not been discovered for a little while?
Yeah, we don't.
Was this like a tumour or something with him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he shows me there was a tumour that was within him that you did not know about until towards the end.
Yeah.
And he tells me that this was not your fault because he never gave you any indication that there was a tumour in there. And I think by the time you found it, was probably a little too late, was it?
Yeah, he had a seizure.
He tells me he said, I went downhill really quickly. There was nothing that could have been done. You made the right decision at the right time.
That's so sad. I'm like bawling my eyes out. Oh.
You made the right decision. They go on loving. I've got him here with me. I can sense him. He wants you to know how much he loves you guys, and they don't stop loving us. You made the right decision at the right time. He just loved his life. He was very different.
Yeah, he was like a human.
From the other dog, but the dogs feel grief too. And sorry, what's your little girl's name now?
Dream.
Dream, that's it. Dream misses him very much. They were very close. I never assume anything in these readings. But Caesar wanted to come through and tell you none of this was your fault. I feel like you're thinking, did I make the right decision? Could I have done something different? Was this tumour my fault? No, 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 no. There was nothing that could have been done. You didn't know. He didn't even know. He gave you no indication.
Yeah, it was a really hard
decision. Caesar
wanted
to let you know. Because that was the other dog I was feeling around you. I'm thinking, this dog's in spirit.
Yeah.
So that's Caesar coming through. Has he only just been gone over the last year or two?
Yeah. Very
recent. Yeah, because I feel like, yes, because I feel like it's only pretty recent that he has passed over.
Yeah.
Let me do some healing on Dream for you. She still goes into the dishwasher, though, doesn't she?
Yeah, she hasn't, she hasn't learned her lesson.
She said, no, well, you know, I'll be okay, I'll be right. She kind of quite blasé about it. But I still get into the dishwasher, Amanda, that doesn't bother me. And I think if you don't open it, I feel like she stands there and just kind of gives you the side eye.
Yeah, she just sits at the dishwasher every night.
She sits there. She said, if it's closed, I'll just sit there. Well, come on. This is my thing. I don't care.
Yeah. She loves her food.
Let me do some healing on her. And as you know, the healings cost you nothing. But Caesars come through and your producer's dogs come through. And I just never know what's going to come through. I just do each, because I do a lot of, you know, a lot of radio and things like that. I just go with the flow. I never know what's going to come through or, you know, what I'm going to say. And it just apparently knocks everybody for six. Dave Hughes is a big fan of mine, and so is Carl Sanderlands. And I've also got a book. Can I mention my book?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a book that I wrote. It's the only one in the world, and it is called Behind a... Now I've forgotten what the name of it is. Terrible. It's the voice for all animals, basically, and that's what I'm going out to do this year. It's called A Voice for All Animals, and I go around and I'm starting to work with the orangutans in Borneo. So I go there and I work with the orangutans in Borneo, and I'm their voice. So I speak to them, and I've got a book. I've just written a book, well, the last couple of years. It's called Animal Whispers. It's called In Their Own Words.
Nice.
And I'd love to send you a copy.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Can I send you a signed copy? What it is it's a book on that talks about all the different animals and how they feel, and this is written through their... through the communication with them personally. So this book was actually written by all the animals. It's about zoo animals and army animals and puppies and what happens when they pass over. And it's just a huge book on that helps people to understand animals just that little bit better. So called Animal Whispers.
Yep.
You can go to my website, www.amandadewarren.com, and you can order it. So, yeah.
Awesome.
And I do readings as well. People, I love my job, my work, my career. It's just pretty amazing. And like I said, working with Steve Irwin, I always knew I had this, but working with Steve Irwin really brought it out on me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Steve was amazing. What you saw is what you get. You know, there's very flamboyant, but underneath it all, he loved his animals.
Yeah, you could definitely tell.
Ah, absolutely. And so does Terry. You know, they were obviously, the circumstances that they were obviously meant to be together, you know, and I've actually met at the park. So, I just hope that you really enjoyed today. And if I can say hello to my granddaughter, Hayley.
Of course.
She would love that. how else can I help you, gorgeous ladies? I hope you're enjoying today.
More than enough. That was amazing. Thank you so much for that. We're all here in tears. It's been incredible having you here. And, yeah, thank you so much for your time.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh my God, I can't believe that just happened.
I actually don't want to talk about it again because I'll start crying.
Yeah,
But that is like, it breaks my heart that Dream still misses him.
Yeah, it's so sad. Can I tell you guys what happened the other day? So I was in the kitchen and we have this photo of, no, it's not a photo, it's a drawing of Caesar up on our wall. And I was in the kitchen the other day and I look over at Dream and she's literally standing there staring at this picture and her tail is wagging. And she's never done that before in her life. I quickly like tried to find my phone to film it, but I missed it. But it was just such a bizarre thing to see her look at a picture that's been there for so long and have her tail wagging. Mm. And it's just heartbreaking to hear that she misses her bestie.
I know.
It's really sad. So, yeah.
And it's so sad because like since he passed away, like, maybe 2 or 3 years ago now, like she just hasn't been the same.
Yeah. So
she's been like sad since.
Yeah. So when we got Dream, Caesar was already, I'm going to say like 3 or 4 years old. And when Caesar passed away, I took Dream out the backyard and our backyard is like a shared backyard and all our neighbors go out there in the afternoon and it's like a dog park. And I hadn't told them yet that Caesar had passed away and Dream was out there doing her thing. And my neighbor was like, what's wrong with Dream? She looks different. And I was like, oh, Caesar just passed away. I think she's sad. And it just like broke my heart because I always wondered, I wonder if dogs would know if their friend had passed away or if their friend had left them. But it's just so clear that she did know and she was heartbroken and she's never really been the same. And it's because she still misses her friend.
Oh my God, I'm actually going to cry.
Sorry.
Yeah, but it's so sad.
Yeah, it is really sad. Anyways, like we said before, we have left Amanda's details in the description. And let us know if you guys liked that episode. Maybe we should get oh my gosh, imagine getting like a person,
yeah.
What are they called?
A psych.
No, the people that talk to dead people.
Oh my God, Mom.
What? What's it called?
I don't know if that's how you say it.
Okay. Well, you guys know what I'm saying. Maybe we should get one of those people on. I would be a mess if someone came through for me, but maybe we should leave that for like another few weeks because this was already hard enough.
I'm going to be crying about this for months now.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening.
If you don't already, please follow our socials at Basically Besties Pod and we will talk to you next time.
Okay, bye.
Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.